Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. Now, for those of you listening to me today, I want you to do a big favor for me. Take a deep breath. I know there's a lot of concern that's out there right now when it comes to the market. And Crystal, have you seen what's going on in the market lately? The market went down, it bumped back up, it went back down again. Guys, we have seen this before, and the truth is we're probably going to see this again. But when we start getting panicky over what we see in the market, we begin to lose focus and we begin to believe all the fear that's being promoted out there. Now, does that mean that we don't need to be paying attention to what's happening in the market and that we don't need to be looking at our portfolio? Not necessarily. What it does mean is that we need to go back, look at the financial plan that you have in place, and make sure all the pieces are in the proper position. It's one of the reasons why when we work with our clients, we are always talking to them about not just having money in the market, but having money outside the market. Because actually, this is a really good time for buying opportunities. But if all your money is linked up in the market and it's tied to what's going on because we heard that Russia's doing, or we hear different things in the news, then we get all uptight and then we start making poor choices, and we make choices based on panic and fear instead of being realistic and looking at your long-term goals. So what I thought we could do today in our program, and for those of you that are watching us online at our YouTube channel, is I want to go over with you and let's help again go back to the drawing board and make sure you're understanding what you're choosing to put in your portfolio, and make sure what you want is really what you have. Because many times when I'm sitting down with a client, they're coming in, they're showing me all their statements from all their different investments. They say to me, "Crystal, this is what I said I wanted, right? And it's more risky. It's filled with potential taxes that are going to happen, and it's not what they should be in." So how do you determine that? Well, let's walk through that together. And in fact, if you were able to see me on YouTube, you'd see my computer screen. And you know, one of the first things that you need to do when you're sitting down and trying to decide, what type of investment do I want to be in? You have to start thinking about the risks. And when you think about them, kind of like they were tanks. So you're gonna have a whole tank, right? We talk about tanks a lot here with the yellow tank and the green tank, where you're gonna have a whole tank that's high risk. And in that tank, it's gonna go up and down and mimic the market. When the market loses money, it'll lose money. And in fact, if you wanna be really aggressive, you can have funds in that high risk tank that even go down further than the market does. Why you'd want to? I don't know, maybe because of the upside potential. But the point of the matter is you need to decide how much money do you want in your high risk tank. Now, I'm gonna pause here for a moment. About a year and a half ago, everybody was saying, "Oh, I want all my money in the high risk tank." Well, that was easy to say because the stock market was going up and you were getting returns and everything looked good. And so you didn't mind taking the risk. Where you really find out where your risk tolerance is when the market's going down. Because if you're some of the veteran investors who are listening to me now that said, "I'm not worried, I'm in this for the long haul. I've listened to what you said, Crystal. I already got a green tank. I have money outside the market. I'm just watching the market to see when I can get an extra good buy because things are going on sale." So let's talk about this high risk. If you put money in high risk investments, it's high volatility, as you can see. It's higher return potential, which is always cool, right? If you're going to take a large risk, it's great to see if you can get a large return. Of course, you need to understand that doesn't always work that way. Just because you're getting risky doesn't mean you get this great big return. So put that in the back of your mind. The other thing is that there's a higher chance of loss. Now, I want to talk to you about this because sometimes people are under the misunderstanding that when it comes to the stock market, that when we have a market crash, which I would like to clarify, We're not right now. And when we have a market recession, which we're not right now, but during those times, people think that their money's going to go all the way down to zero. I've been doing this for 24 years. I have yet, and I don't want to say yet because I don't want it to ever happen, but my clients have never gone down to zero. Now, does that mean that there never will happen? Well, compliance says I must tell you that past performance doesn't predict future results. But the point of the matter is that we have to understand you've got to choose what risk tolerance you want to be in. If it's high risk, what's the other one that you can do? Well, you go into moderate risk. That means kind of a balance. It says, listen, I don't want to shoot for the sky. What do they say? Shoot for the stars, and if you only hit the moon, or if you go a little lower. But what you want to do in a moderate risk is realize that, okay, I'm not going to get as great as return, but I probably won't feel as much in the loss. And then, of course, if we move to the last tank, we want to look at low and no risk. Now, the problem with that is right now, that's where a lot of people want to be. They want to be in the low and no risk. They want to open up their statement at the end of the month and say, whew, even though the market's been crazy for the last few weeks, I didn't feel that at all. Well, that's what you would see if you opened up your green tank statement. But if you're putting your money actually in the stock market, like literally buying stocks and bonds in the stock market, chances are, when you open up your statement, you are going to see that it went down. And if you're trying to say, I want low to no risk, then you need to understand that also means there's very limited amount of potential growth you can have on it. And why is that important to you? Well, because the way inflation is working right now, if you say, I'm going to take my $100,000 and I'm going to put it in low to no risk, well, that's great that maybe you can save the stock market risk and that maybe you don't lose any in the stock market, but you know what you are losing? You're losing in purchasing power risk. Because pretty much if we look where inflation is a year from now, do you think your $100,000 is actually going to still be able to buy $100,000 worth of goods like it could today? It's going to buy less in a year. And that's why we want to make sure that we're careful. If we're having low to no risk in our portfolio, understand you're putting yourself in the position for low, for purchasing power risk. And when we've looked at the stock market, just letting you know how we think here at Crystal Clear Finances, I don't like to use bonds in the stock market. And you might be saying, well, why? Because if I can go ahead and help my clients set up between 3 to 5% return in their safe green tank, right? So it's there, it's out of the market. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the market and use that for potential growth. I know the market is not designed to give me low to no risk. So why am I trying to get it to act that way? And then why would you even believe and put your hopes on it that way? It's very important that we understand the first criteria when you're putting your investments in place. Do you want high risk? Do you want medium risk? Or do you want low risk? If you want low risk, then we set you up in a green tank outside the market so you can have medium to high risk in the market. Make sense? Well, when I'm sitting down with our clients, that's one of the first things that we do. And in this case, what I'm going to say is most people that I talk to when it comes to deciding what their risk tolerance is, if the market was up or even just if it was level, many people will say, I want 50% in moderate. But you know what? Because they want some growth and I want 50% to be low risk. Well, let's keep moving forward. So now put in your mind, what would you choose? How much risk would you put in the high risk, the medium risk, and the low risk? And if you meet with us here at Crystal Clear Finances, one of the things that we do is we sit down, as you're going to see here on our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see how we can put your investments in there and find out if what you said you want is actually what you have. Now, in addition to looking at risk, the other area we want to look at is we want to look at the taxes on that. Now, we just have to look at what's going on in our country to know taxes. Yeah, taxes are going to be an issue, pretty likely. And I know we can't guarantee if they're going to go up or down, but if you look at trajectories, I can tell you at least from my personal belief, I believe that taxes are going to continue to increase. You can't give away free money, you can't have free college, and you can't do a bunch of all these give outs and then expect that the money just poof appears. It appears in the hardworking individual Americans of this country. And so how they get it is they take the taxes. And we've seen tax rates as high as 94%. You might say, what? Yeah. There have been different tax brackets and different tax thresholds. We sit down and show our clients when we're sitting at the office. We want to make sure we don't go back there. Despite there might be a push to go back there, we're fighting it tooth and nail. And one of the ways that you can do that is by understanding what are the different investment vehicles that are available to you so that you can say, I've paid my taxes once, I ain't paying them again. Well, maybe don't use the word ain't. I'm not using them again. So let's talk about these taxable options because there's a lot of different investment vehicles out there. You could buy a stock, right? Let's just say that you buy, Pepsi. You buy the can of Pepsi and you buy Pepsi stock. You can put it in something that's you're gonna pay taxes on later on, tax deferred. You could pay the tax now, or you can pay the tax as it grows. There's different ways. So let me show you how. One of the first ways you need to decide, and hopefully your financial planner sitting down with you and talking you through your options, because you don't want to be putting money away only to find at retirement that you've been using the wrong type of vehicle. You can have the right stock, but if you have the wrong vehicle that you're putting it in, you could be losing some of your growth because you have to pay Uncle Sam. So let's talk through this. So when we look at our choices of what we could do for taxes, we could do taxable. Now, what is a taxable account? And what does that even mean? Well, we're kind of not used to it anymore in our country because when you put your money in the bank and you make a penny and you get taxed on that penny of interest that you earn, you don't really feel it. But there was a day, yes, I am that old. There was a day when you would put money in a savings account and you actually made interest on it. Well, when you use a taxable account is when you put money in, and let's say whether it's in a bank account, maybe it's a taxable account that's in the stock market. We usually call these individual accounts. We can call them joint accounts where it's you and a loved one that you have on there. It could be a TOD account. What's a TOD account? That's a transfer on death account where the money's in the account, you own it, you have control over it, but at your passing, we know exactly who you want to send that to. Well, these accounts, these taxable accounts that we have, what happens is every year when dividends are being paid, right, you have a choice to either receive the dividends. But most people, if they're accumulation stage, meaning they're getting ready, they're working up to retirement, they haven't gotten there yet. If they're in the accumulation stage, they like to just reinvest their dividends. And the way that many people look at it is they say, hey, I'm reinvesting my dividends. Whew, I don't have to pay taxes on that because I didn't touch the money. Au contraire. Because what happens is the government says, no, wait a minute. You had the option to touch that money. So just because you didn't, that's not our fault. So we're going to tax you on your dividends. That's a taxable account. That means every year, either the money is going to come out of your pocket to pay for the taxes on your investment account, or you have to drain the investment account and take some money from there. That's a taxable account. Now, one of the things that bothers me about that is that the government is eyeing it. Now, they have not passed this law, so everyone breathe again. What they have talked about is making that kind of taxable account up to 40% taxable. Why they? That means they get 40% of the gains that you took the risk to put your money in. Don't we see something wrong with this equation? So if it gets brought back again, up again, push back on that. Begin to let people know, hey, I'm not okay with this. But that's a taxable account. When people are not making money in their taxable accounts, and then tax laws come up that say, I want to tax taxable accounts, there's no pushback. There's no fighting. There's no saying, no, you can't do it, because they don't see the implications of it. That's why I want you to know, if this gets approved and they raise the tax rate, the capital gains, short-term and long-term capital gains rates, it does impact your account. And if your accounts are positioned properly and they're making you money, you will feel it. You will take the risk only to hand the government more of your capital gains, more of your profit. So you want to sit down with your financial advisor and say, what kind of account am I in and how do I transition it? We have many individuals that are saying, I'm going to take this taxable account and I'm going to move it over into a green tank so that I'm not worried about having these capital gains every year. Not only, let me just add one more thing, not only do you pay taxes on your dividends, but if you sell in that year, whenever you sell, you pay the taxes on whatever the gains have occurred. So with that being said, let's move to the next one and say, well, what other taxable options are there? Well, if there's taxable, there's one called tax deferred. And a lot of times people say, I really could care less crystal about taxable, tax deferred, or tax free. What does it even matter? I'm telling you what it matters. When you put money in a tax deferred account, you have literally gone into an agreement that says, when I go to pull this money out of the account, the government, who is the one that decides your tax bracket, can choose whatever tax bracket they want to put it in. So maybe you're giving 40% of the growth. Maybe it's at a higher rate. But a tax deferred account means that everything in that account is taxed. So think of it this way, as I know a lot of times people say, well, I would never do that. But let's pretend that you wanted to buy a Lamborghini, which is my son Five's favorite car. So let's pretend you wanted to buy the Lamborghini and you didn't have the money for it. So you come to me and you say, hey, Crystal, you look like you have money. Why don't you give me money for this Lamborghini? And I think about it and I say, well, I just happen to have enough money for a Lamborghini in my pocket right here. Sure, I'll go ahead and give it to you. Let me just hand that over to you. And when I need the money back, you give it to me. Now, would you take that deal or would you first ask some questions? I'm hoping you'd say, whoa, before you took the deal, you would say, well, wait a minute. What is the interest rate that I would have to pay? And when do I have to pay you back? You need to know those answers, because if I turn around to you and I say to you, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to need the money till I'm like 72. So when I get older, not only do I want the money back that I gave you for the Lamborghini, but I want the money back to buy me a Lamborghini. My son Five will finally get his Lamborghini. And hey, Carmi works with us and she's top notch. So I'm going to buy Carmi a Lamborghini too. So let me just figure out what rate I need to tax you at for interest. And then you can write me a check for all three Lamborghinis. Would you take that deal? No, please say no. Please say no. But you know what the sad part is? Every day, millions of Americans are saying yes to that deal. When they put their money in the 401k, they literally are saying, I'm going to give you this money. The government says you can have this money. I'm not going to tax it on you. Whatever you have in here, when you get 72, I'm going to force you to take the money, right? And then you're going to pay me the tax on that money. You are setting yourself up when you use that to be taxed in the future. Now, everyone has said, not everyone, many people have said, but when I retire, I'll be in a lower tax bracket. So what does it matter if everything I have is in a tax deferred account? Who cares? Well, if you have everything in a tax deferred account, one of the things that you need to realize is that means probably, depending on how much you pull out, you could have up to 85% of your Social Security tax. Yep. And isn't the Social Security something they took out of you so they were supposed to give it back to you when you retired? Yep. But depending how much money you make in retirement from your IRAs and from your pension is how much they're going to tax your Social Security. Also, when you look at putting everything in that tax deferred account, you're at the mercy of the government of what they set as the threshold. So let's pretend Let's pretend that you live on $100,000 combined income right now, that $100,000, and you're just making your bills, right? It's not really, there's no loose luxury money in there. But you say, I can live on $100,000. Well, when you retire, do you think with the way that inflation is going that you will only need $100,000? Or is it possible, just a little bit possible, that you're gonna need $200,000 just to keep up with the stuff that you buy today? Because inflation does that. If inflation makes it so that you have to have $200,000 a year to live in retirement, and you look at that, then is your thought process of kicking the taxes down the road, paying a higher rate when you retire because you think you'll be needing less money, is that really accurate? Or are you setting yourself up for a major tax problem? Have you ever spoiled a child? Oh, the tears and tantrums of when they don't get their own way. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. The government has spoiled the economy with free money, free rent. They ignored inflation, unemployment, and the debt that continues to climb. Until now, as they are tightening monetary policy, the market is responding by throwing a tantrum. Understanding some of the causes behind market fluctuation can bring peace and the ability to let the market cry itself out. For more insight into the market volatility and how to position your retirement resources, call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision. These are the things. Now understand, it's not that I'm against 401ks. It's not that I'm against 403bs. I love hearing when you have a company match on it. There are things we can do. But for the first choice for your investments, why aren't we looking at Roths? Why aren't we even making sure the HSA is maxed out? Why aren't we contributing up to the employer match? Why aren't we looking, if we have our own companies, to set up SEPs and simples and all different ways? Why is it that the 401k is what's promoted the most? Could it be it's because most of the tax from that is going to go to the IRS, it goes to the government? So we want to be aware when we're beginning to think how we set up our investments, how much of them do we want to be taxed? How much do we want in the taxable account? And how much do we want in the tax deferred account? So when I'm clicking on this, so those of you who are on YouTube can see, you can see the different options between taxable and tax deferred. But let me go ahead and go to the last one. The last option that we have is tax advantage, tax free. That means, hey, you got a paycheck, right? And before the money got you from the paycheck, they took out the taxes, sent it to the government. You have the choice of what you want to do with that remaining amount of money. And where you invest it will determine if you're going to get taxed on the capital gains, if you're going to get taxed on the growth, or if you're going to get taxed on the whole kit and caboodle. What if in working together, we begin to set up ways that you can take that money that came from your paycheck and put it in a tax-free account? So no matter what's going on with the government, no matter how much debt it continues to climb, you don't have to worry about the amount of taxes you have to pay. Many times, individuals are not aware that this is even a choice, but it is a choice. And that's why it is so important that we sit down, not only and discuss what type of risk you want in your portfolio, but we also need to sit down and discuss how we want to make everything taxed. I mean, if I had my choice and I was going through this, when I sit down with my clients, many of the times what I see when I ask them and they understand there's different options to take, they realize I want to be in 100% tax advantage. I'll never want to pay taxes again. Not today, not 10 years from now, and oh Lord, not 20, 30 years from now when we see where our country has gone. Now, those of you who are joining me on YouTube, you can see that we have the risk tanks and the tax tanks. And those of you who are listening to me on the radio station, thank you for being here. I do want to encourage you sometime just take a moment, hop on over to our YouTube channel for Crystal Clear Finances, and you'll be able to see the visuals of what we're talking about. Because when we can take your preferences, I wanna be 100% tax-free, I wanna be 50% low risk, and I wanna be 50% moderate, and then we line it up with what you really have, oh, many times we see that what you have isn't really what you want. And let me, in our remaining few moments together, let me show you an example of that. So online, you can see this on our YouTube channel, you can see that I've listed a 401k account. I said that this individual has $200,000 in it. I said that it's tax deferred, because remember how the 401k works, you're gonna put the money in it right from your paycheck. You never even get to touch it. But that agreement is, I'll never touch it until when I do, I promise to pay taxes on it, on the whole thing, what I put in and what it grew to. So we're gonna call that tax deferred, taxes coming. And then for the risk, I'm gonna say in this example, it's high. And let me ask you a question. How many of you listening, and those of you who are watching today, how many of you understand what investments you have in your 401k? See, if you don't understand what you have in your 401k, that means you're putting money into something that you have no way to measure, unless the TV news anchorman says, the stock market's doing great, the stock market's doing bad, or you look at your statement. To me, when you don't understand where you're putting your money, I always say that's high risk. There can be calculated risk. That's when you say, oh, Crystal, thanks. Thanks for sitting down and helping me understand what I own and why I own it. Now I know I can go through all the news about Russia, all the news about what they're doing in our capital, all the news, and not be uptight, because I realize I have quality companies in my portfolio. So for right now, in this example, in our remaining time together, I'm just gonna put high risk for your 401k, because I believe if you don't know what you're invested in, then you're in high risk. It's only when we know what we own that we can have the confidence. Next one I put is an IRA. What would an IRA, based on what we talked about today, what would an IRA be? Well, think about it. An IRA, you put money in it, and then you get a tax deduction, right? So an IRA would be a tax-deferred vehicle, which means everything in it, you got it, everything in it is going to be taxed when you take it out. And I'm gonna list it as high risk. And then a joint account, for those of you who have money that's in a joint account. A joint account is gonna be a taxable account. And when we look at this online, and again, in these closing moments, when we begin to sit down with an individual and write in everything they have, and then compare it to where they said they wanted to go, one of our goals is to help, as you can see right on the screen, take what you have, compare it to what you want, and begin the transition to get you where you're going to be comfortable. Intuitively, you and I know where our comfort level is when it comes to savings, investments, protection. And many times we think that we have everything in place until we have a few weeks in the stock market, a couple months in the stock market like we've had. And then all of a sudden we get jittery. I would encourage you, give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Let's sit down together. Let's review where you're at. What do you have? And what do you really want? And what do we need to do to get you there? Well, we are at the end of our time together. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to invite you back next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.